Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. Today's episode talks about why we need to eat every 3 hours. Learn the value and benefits of eating every 3 hours. Identify the key to reaching a healthy weight or lifestyle. Use the Habits of Health clock to create a fueling plan that works, and explore the ways that you can install the habit of health eating every 3 hours. My name is Denise Thompson. I'm a certified transformational health and wellness coach, best-selling author, Blog Talk Radio host, educator, former nurse, and fitness trainer. So let's go into why do we need to learn to eat every 3 hours. I'm going to ask those questions to actually start triggering some thoughts. Learn the value and benefits of eating every 3 hours and identify the key to reaching a healthy weight. Use the Habits of Health clock to create a fueling plan that works and explore the ways that you can install the habit of eating every 3 hours. We are in an age where we barely have time to think. You might find it curious that I'm actually asking you to eat every 3 hours. Dr. Anderson has been recommending smaller feedings throughout the day for around 2 decades, and how this simple habit of health stands out as being one of the most powerful in helping people create healthy weight management. And when I studied this and read it and experienced it, I was thinking back to babies when they're born, when they nurse or are bottle fed. At the beginning, it's usually every 2 to 3 hours. And when you look at them, what happens? They start growing and thriving and being healthy, and yet reflect on how much they eat or nurse. Very little, maybe 2 to 3 ounces. So, can you see a relationship in that? Let me go to the benefits of every 3 hours, eating every 3 hours. We're not hungry. We balance our blood sugar. We're not overeating. We actually eat fewer calories by eating 6 times a day with smaller fuelings than people who eat 3 to 4 times a day. It's amazing how just eating 6 times a day is not yet creating a healthy habit. However, when we are using the Habits of Health eating system, then, along with that, and eating more frequently, it's been proven, that system, that it really works, and it actually provides for a long-term weight management. In today's modern world, it is difficult to sit down 3 times a day to eat a meal. So people wait often up to 6 hours until they eat or overeat again, then experience sluggishness, are tired, feel shaky, weak, become hypoglycemic. This is especially true in people who are both pre-diabetic and diabetic, as they do not handle fasting well. And I can honestly attest to that because I was pre-diabetic. And my husband always noticed, before I knew any of this, he noticed that it was time for me to eat. And he says, honey, you are hungry. You need to eat. Your blood sugar is low. What do you know? It's not your body, it's mine. And he goes, well, I'm watching you. I'm hearing you. And I'm seeing you. You're shaky. You're aggravated. Eat something, please. I'll sit down with you so you can eat. And you know what? As soon as the food was digested, 20 to 30 minutes into it, I was a totally new person, very happy and pleasant again. And before, all I can say is, it was horrible. So I have experienced that for myself. Therefore, I totally agree with what's been said, and especially since I have experienced it. So another thing that many people do, because we feel rushed, we do not feel like we're in control of the day, but that the day is controlling us. Let's make a change, because avoiding breath, unhealthy start, as waiting too long to eat causes overeating or eating unhealthy snacks just to curb the hunger. Yet what it creates is an addiction to sugar and carbs, sluggishness, brain fog, and so forth. It's a catch-22. It's a temporary solution, maybe for an hour or so, but then once the sugar or the high carbs have been burned off, the blood sugar crashes and we're not feeling good. So that's why the eating every 3 hours is so important. If you need to lose some weight to reach your healthy goal weight, we are able to insert, depending on what you're trying to accomplish, you know, if, depending on how much weight you have to, need to, or want to release to be healthy. And quite often the doctor makes a comment and you go, oh dear heavens, now I think I should probably take it seriously. So when that is the case, or before it gets there, because you realize that your clothes are fitting snug and are not feeling very comfortable anymore, instead of going out and buying new clothes, take charge of your health. So you can have some prepackaged fuelings that are scientifically proven, medically approved, that they're healthy, balanced in carbohydrates, proteins, fibers, vitamins, and probiotics. And so that could help you to make it easier. And like having a shake or a bar or a prepackaged meal where you just add some water to it and you put it in the microwave for 90 seconds or something, of the ones that we are using, is definitely a healthy way to do it. And again, there I have experienced it. I went from 180 down to 122 pounds in 7 months. And it was more, because I did the 13 pounds first differently. And then the last 45 pounds I did in 7 months. So that was just amazing, the success. And I still have it because I have learned my habits of health. A good thing to use is actually not absolutely our biological clock, because it is no longer an effective device to run our day, because our modern high-tech world is just actually changing those things on us. So building a habits of health clock, which is designed to build in a routine and habits that serve us automatically, to build more optimal days from the micro habits of health, which pave our path to optimal health and well-being, is so crucial. And I know I've talked about the micro habits a few episodes ago. So if you want to know more, you can go there or you can ask for help. A way to create some of those habits is actually a four-step thing. You know, we have a cue. For example, we're feeling hungry. Then what do? Quite often we eat something, right? And depending on how hungry we are by the time we realize it, the question is, are we going to be eating healthy, or are we going to eat just whatever we can grab to put something in our mouth and have instant reward? which lasts like 5 seconds? Or do we invest into long-term investment? Do we eat something healthy that creates a healthy lifestyle? So those are some important points to look at. So describe what routine will you use to eat every 3 hours? Well, there are so many different things. Like, let's look at the Habits of Health clock to get you there. Every clock, when you look at it, if it's analog, it has probably just the arrows and stuff on your watch. But if it's a digital one, you can see the numbers from 1 to 24. Or if you have it with AM, PM, makes it a little bit more difficult. It's from 1 to 12 or 11:59 AM and then 12 to 11:59 PM. And so let's go for the 2400-hour clock. That's easier. So what you can do, and it's actually very helpful. I've done it for myself, and I'm definitely benefiting from it. That is, take that clock, look at it, and we have 4 components. One is our sleep. One is the first hour of waking up. Then we have quite a few hours where we work and do things and whatnot. Then comes the twilight hour. That's the hour before we go to bed, and then our sleep again. So in the model that I have, it says that you wake up at 6. So by the time you're out of bed, you have done your quick little routine, you've had your first glass of water the minute you sit up and stuff, it's probably 6:30, 7 o'clock. During that hour, you eat breakfast. And then every 3 hours or so, depending on when you go to bed. So in this example, you wake up at 6, so you eat between 6 and 7, and you go to bed, you prepare for bed at 10, and at 11 you're asleep. So you have from 8 to 9 o'clock, that's 13 hours. So you can easily divide it up into 3 hours. So you would eat around 8:30 again, and then around noon, and then around 3:04, and then around 6:07, and then around 9 o'clock, 9:30, and then you have the hour to get ready, and you get 8 hours of sleep or 7 hours. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours of sleep. So you sleep from 10 to 6. That's 8 hours, which is the healthiest way to go. And get out in a visual for yourself and figure out what is your daily schedule. When do you get up? Do you need an alarm clock, or does your body or your biorhythm wake you up automatically before the alarm goes off? That means you're rested enough and time to get up. So look at that and then kind of schedule it out. The first feeling is, okay, within the first 30 minutes to an hour of waking up, then the next one is about 3 hours later, then 3 hours later, then 3 hours later, 3 hours later, and 3 hours later. And so how to eat, we can go in individually, because that is what I'm actually good at figuring out with you together. And so just doing that actually makes a huge difference. I have actually put some questions in there for you to answer. And yeah, so I would like you to describe what your routine looks like. What is your instant reward you will find from eating every 3 hours? For me, my instant reward to eat every 2.5 to 3 hours is unbalanced. I don't have cravings. I don't feel hungry. And if I feel a little bit of hungry during those 2.5 to 3 hours, it's usually not hunger. It's usually thirst, and I need to drink some water, and then I'm perfectly fine. And so depending on the phase we're in, be it weight loss or transition or working towards ultimate health, I can help you with all those things. The question is, are you willing or ready or desperate to do something that works? I just posted on Facebook this morning, one of my clients who was so desperate. For 15 years, she tried everything she knew how, Weight Watchers, Nutrisystem, you name it, and nothing worked. And then she finally talked to me, and within 2.5 months, she dropped 22.5 pounds and 18 inches of her body, and she actually took a before and after picture, and I posted it this morning. I'm so, so proud of her. What she said to me was she felt really horrible, was always out of breath when she had to go up the stairs, was sluggish, had brain fogs and stuff, and now she goes on a daily walk over lunchtime. She has energy. She can literally run up the stairs and is not out of breath. She has no brain fogs anymore. She feels so good. And of course, the one that we women like the most is when people compliment us on how good we look, right? And how good we feel, because they can see it. Our skin, our eyes, our actions show how happy and healthy we are. So knowing that makes such a huge difference. That's why I am putting out the challenge for you for a prize. The challenge has 3 questions, and if you choose to do so, you get to send me the questions and answers to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. I hope it's in there in the transcript. It's coach, COACH, and my name, Denise, DENISE, at CT, Charlie, Tom, Digest, like Reader's Digest, .net. And the questions are, what have you learned in this episode? The second question is, what opportunity do you have to reflect on? And the third question is, what actions are you going to as a result of this episode? So when you send me those things, I will definitely look at it. Make sure you write in the subject line of the emails, BTR and maybe challenge. So I know, or BTR and the date, so I can get it out of the spam folder. And what I want to share else is I have a gift for anyone who is serious about taking their health seriously and are willing and coachable to learn. I will give them a free health goal assessment individually, one-on-one, confidentially, and I will journey with you. I will work with you on whatever it takes to get you to where you need to, have to, or want to go with your health. It could be gaining weight for some people, learning new habits and feeling better. Or it could be that you want to experience it and then maybe decide to coach. Because when you coach, you're 5% more accountable to yourself and likely to retain everything you've learned because you get to teach other people using it. So that is one gift. Another gift is you can let me know if you want it. It's a healthy newsletter with recipes and activities and some more information that I send out weekly. It's not very long, but it's powerful and it's valuable. And if you want to send me questions, feedback, or suggestions, or be on my show because you have something to contribute that has to do with healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, send it to me to dythomson at gmail.com, and we'll go from there. Again, make sure you put it in the subject line so I know what it is and I can get it out of the spam folder. So I just want to recap, because it is such an important subject, and I have reaped so many benefits, and I am so much better for those benefits that I've reaped. And I could not live with myself if I wouldn't share them with you and give you a chance to learn them too. So why is it important to eat every 3 hours? That is so we are balanced. We have a balanced blood sugar. We are never starving or overeating because we know our limits. We know healthy proportions. It's all being taught. It's just amazing what I've learned and what you can learn. And you get a lot of support because we have 4 components, which is you get a free health coach. In this case, it would be me, since you heard it from me. You get a free, amazing support group where you can post questions and you get answers, especially if I can't answer quickly enough because I'm on the call or a meeting with a client. And you know by now, I do not take calls or do things or multitask when I'm with a client, because that person deserves my undivided attention. That's what I expect when I talk to somebody. I resent when people multitask when I spend my precious time and my energy with them on a call and they don't do, you know, a little bit of effort, give a little bit of effort of actually paying attention and listening carefully so they can see where they need to ask questions or where it's clear or what's going on. So it's going to be a fruitful conversation rather than something annoying, a waste of time. So that's why I do not answer any phone calls or anything unless it's a scheduled call. And I don't think that this time I even entered my phone number. No, I did not. But my phone number is 562-335-4956. You can leave me a voicemail or a voice text or a text message. And then when I get a chance, I will listen to it, look at it, and respond within 24 to 48 hours. Once you're in my system and I know who it is, it's probably going to be faster. But I just really need to screen everything to do service with the people that I am honored to take care of. So yeah, if you want the healthy newsletter, please get back with me. Let me know at the dythompson@gmail.com or on a text, but I would need your email address, the best one for you to get it. And then I will send you the newsletter. And I'm just looking forward to start creating an awareness that this holiday season does not mean that we have to gain 10 to 20 pounds because of all the eating we do. Actually, there are exactly 7 weeks from today till December 31st. And when you make a decision right away that you choose to get healthier with me, and we'll start you right away, you have a chance to still drop a minimum of 10 to maybe 15, depending on who you are, male or female. Males drop faster than females. Maybe even up to 20 pounds by December 31st to get an amazing start in the new year 2021. What would you say to yourself looking in the mirror with 10 to 20 pounds less? Oh my. And I just want to stress, it's not a weight loss company that we're working with. It is a relationship company and one that creates habits, replaces bad habits by excellent healthy habits, one habit at a time. And we are going worldwide. We are already international. Actually, we were just in Fortune magazine. They always list the top 100 companies per year who have been the most inspirational companies, the most amazing companies to work with or for. And can you believe it? We made it to number 2. And as the only health and wellness company. So I am proud to be a consultant, a health coach with the company, to just really be out there and help the people, because we care. We love to share and care, and everything else is secondary. So let me know if I can be of service to you. I would love to. I have 8 more spots open this month to help new people start their journey to their better health, optimal health, or maybe even ultimate health, which is even better. And to know more about that, we can talk about it. So let me know if you want the health goal assessment, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Wishing everybody a most fabulous week. And until next week, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.